Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The DH, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walkenfuss. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner fields it, tags Lynn out, and throws to home to double up Burleson, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Perez reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fisk out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner fields the ball and throws to Petrie covering. Safe. Perez moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. Jim Lentine now playing left field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Wagner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker bunts towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrie fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Petrie. Fisk moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to home to get Fisk. Yastrzemski moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive towards first. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dwyer is walked intentionally. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stapleton. Kemp moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish is walked intentionally. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Kemp scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. Cowens moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brookins. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brookins. Perez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat Underwood now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski bunts towards first. Wackenfuss juggles the ball. That's an error on Wackenfuss. Perez moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Allinson now playing third base. Dwight Evans now playing right field. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss is hit by the pitch. Jack Morris pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentine. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynn is walked intentionally. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to second with Wagner covering, to double up Stapleton. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.